Mother's resistance against Nazi propaganda. Schools and teachers played a key role in spreading Nazi propaganda. New curricula, textbooks, and regulations were introduced to ensure that children were educated according to Nazi ideology. Central themes included the Volksgemeinschaft, national community, the Führer cult, and racial theory. Boys were trained to become soldiers, while girls were prepared for motherhood. In 1938, Franz Schmidt, a staunch Nazi, was appointed school inspector in Imst. He introduced strict guidelines for teaching. Schmidt insisted that only a German Christmas should be celebrated in schools, stripped of any Christian elements. He also sought to abolish religious education. However, many parents in Jötztal resisted. They wanted their children to receive a Christian education and rejected the one-sided Nazi propaganda. When the priest in Langenfeld was banned from teaching religion, the community was outraged. Five men traveled to Innsbruck to personally petition the Gauleiter for the reinstatement of religious instruction. Although initially mocked, they eventually succeeded as the authorities feared further unrest. In Ötz, around 30 women took even bolder action in 1939. When the NS school inspector tried to ban the priest from the school, the mother stormed the classroom. The new teacher had to call the gendarmerie for protection. Once again, the authorities backed down, fearing the protest might escalate. The resistance extended beyond religious education. In Huben, mothers protested a new rule requiring girls to wear shorts for gymnastics. They considered this indecent and openly voiced their disapproval. These examples show that the local population did not always passively accept Nazi policies. The mother's resistance in Jötztal was often spontaneous and driven by a desire to protect their children, traditions, and beliefs.